broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for April the 24th in the year of our Lord, 2024. This is our one of two, the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we reject the mainstream press and their dishonest narrative. We stand for truth, honesty, and the American way. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. I've got George Ballantine with me from the Big MIG. Welcome, sir.
How you doing, Lance? Good morning, everybody. Liberty Roundtable listeners, always a pleasure to be here with Sam and friends. Hope everybody's
doing well. Got Lance
in
the mix as well. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Sam, Superman Bushman, how are you? I feel like we're spending tons of time together after the CSPOA event. I feel like you're part of my family at this point, Sam.
Well, with good reason, ladies and gentlemen. We had an incredible event. All kinds of trash, dishonest, manipulated pieces in the news about us. But there's one author over at thenewamerican.com who got it right. He was the MC for our event. If anybody would know exactly what happened over that stage, it would be him. Headline says, Constitutional Sheriffs, Event Offers Solutions. Fake Media Loses It, by Alex Newman, posted on April 23rd, yesterday, I guess, The New American. A really, in my opinion, incredible article. CSPOA.org, and basically it's an article, but it's also an audio piece that Alex did on this, highlighting exactly what happened at our event. But before we get to the details of Alex's column, I just want George and Lance to be able to sound off on this. They both went to the event as well. Let's start with Lance, then we'll go to George. And what do you guys say about the event?
You know, Sam, I think it was a great event. I think the speakers were amazing. I feel like it really set the tone for what's going on in the country. You know, General Flynn was there, obviously, Mike Lindell, Patrick Byrne, Sheriff Mack. The lineup just goes on and on and on. And what I appreciate about everybody is that they're all in the same fight, all trying to work together to save the country. I think a lot of people walked out of there. I talked to quite a few of the people that were attendees. They loved the event, Sam. They were super excited about it. Even people at the NAB, the National Audio Broadcasters event, knew that the CSPOA event was going on.
George?
It was a great event. Very informative. You know, like Lance just said, awesome list of speakers. There were great to speak to and hook up with, but more importantly, I got to speak with a bunch of attendees and get their feedback and, you know, their perspective on things. And, you know, it's always great to connect with them people because you want to know what's going on, what their feelings are, and how, you know, what we need to do to make it easier for them to either reach out or get these messages out. So that's where it's at. And, you know, Sam, hopefully we can get to all the sheriffs and have our own media get together and start, you know, just sending the message out, because that's what we need to do. We need to fight against the MSN and their narratives. The only way we're going to do it is together.
And what I find fascinating about this event is the more we try to share our views with the other side, and when I say other side, I mean we the people. The other side would be the deep state. I know they want you to believe it's left and right, Republican, Democrat. That's a lie. It's really the American people against the deep state uniparty. And whenever we try to articulate our side or answer questions for them or clarify, it seems like the lines and the contrast just become deeper and more pronounced. So here's how Alex starts out his column. I think he was very friendly. Headline, Las Vegas, because that's where the event was. Sheriffs have the power and the duty to stand for the U.S. Constitution. They swore an oath to uphold, to protect the rights of the people in their counties, regardless of what state or federal authorities might do. They had a wide range of speakers, including sheriffs, media personalities, victims of political persecution, businessmen, military leaders, who all respect the oath of office. And to protect the American people using the U.S. Constitution, was one of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association's main goal and focus at the conference. Anyway, on April 17th, that's when we had our conference. That constitutional mandate applies to everything from elections to immigration to free speech and even the protection of orders from lawless lawmen or government officials, right? Anyway, they say that the event had worldwide ramifications. That's all true. It was live on Frank Speech, and more than 50,000 people watched it live on Frank Speech. The audience was relatively small. Couple, I would say overall probably 300 people showed up. They want you to believe there's only like 100 there. And if you take account at a given time, there might have been, you know, 100 at certain spots. They took the lowest point measurement they could. But when you look at people coming in and out of the event and leaving and coming back and joining and leaving, because it was all day long. It started at literally 7 a.m. and ended at like 9 p.m. So no doubt if you take a snapshot, you're going to have minimal numbers, not being really honest. Anyway, it was a great event, and there's some people that are reporting it honestly and fairly now, but we're just getting started because the videos are almost complete, and then they'll be released, and then we can highlight the lies of the mainstream press alongside what really happened on the stage, George.
Absolutely, but I want to just make a small correction or addition to your numbers when you said about Lindell TV. You also have around 19,000 on the Big Mix Show account and Rumble viewers that watch it all day. So we need to add to that number. Plus, you know, between our social media accounts, I don't even know the numbers, but a lot of people were watching. A lot of people were coming in and out just from looking at the chat logs in that day and what people were saying. You know, you can't expect someone to sit there all day, but a lot of people definitely were grateful for the information that the sheriffs brought, what you brought, Sam, and they're looking forward to more. Maybe we should consider doing going around the country, do an education tour or something, Sam. Lance,
yeah, Sam,
is ready.
I just got to tell you that the combined numbers from all the other social media accounts are nearly another 20,000. So I think you're looking at 90,000 people that tuned in to view at one point or another, or even maybe for the whole event. Maybe they had it running in the background. So I think it was wildly successful. At the end of the day, you know, mainstream media does what mainstream media does. They love the words far right, bizarre, conspiracy theorists, you know, Christian nationalists. It's what they do. They have to undermine anything that's a positive for the country. I mean, that's part of their plan, right? Chaos and destruction. It's what they do, Sam.
Yeah, and they wrote a headline. They try to kind of start out their MSNBC report with a lie. They kind of try to make it like a joke. So they start out and they're like, hey, a conspiracy theorist, a felon, and a lawman all walk into a hotel. They were there for the same conference. It's kind of like a joke. You know, hey, what? So a parrot and a short man, a parrot and a midget walk into a bar, you know, kind of an idea.
Yeah,
and
sure.
It's just a disgrace. And my response to them on that is, didn't they walk into the same conference? So what you really need to say is a clown NBC reporter, a sheriff, a lawman, a conspiracy theorist, and a felon all walk into the same conference. They have completely different reasons and agendas for being there. Isn't that really the truth of the matter?
I mean, look, at the end of the day, you take something as positive. That event had such positive energy. You know, it was God, country, family all day long. And for the media to attack people that are actually working their butts off to save the country, it just shows what side they're on. You know, it's a paid narrative. They do it so that they can control and, you know, brainwash people into believing something. I can't think of anything negative about the CSPOA event. I mean, the event was amazing all day long. You just provided so much information. And I feel like it was a unified front, Sam.
Amen. Now, I find this interesting. Basically, they tell a lie. They say that we claim that sheriffs are more powerful than the president. We have never said that.
Yeah.
We have said, according to the Supreme Court, this is Antonin Scalia speaking now, the Supreme Court calls the sheriff the CLEO, the chief law enforcement officer in a given county. So we don't claim that the sheriff is more powerful than the president. We do submit that the sheriff took an oath, and he has a jurisdictional responsibility, and he's the chief executive in that jurisdiction. Absolutely. And sometimes the sheriff is more powerful than the president. If you don't believe me, then how did Richard Mack win at the Supreme Court? and Bill Clinton lose. So we're not really saying, and this is what I think the biggest lie is, they want you to believe that it's like a showdown between the sheriff and the president. It isn't a showdown. It's respect for one another. The roles and separations of powers are meant to be complementary and protecting so that no one gets too much power. But they pervert all that. Go ahead and skip the break. Anyway, they talked about all kinds of stuff in the article. I mean, it was so good. Virtually all the attack pieces masquerading as journalism misrepresented the CSPOA and what it teaches its members, the public and the nation's sheriff. Anyway, it goes on. But that's what Alex had to say. That's a fair assessment. They're literally lying and perverting what we claimed and what we said straight from the stage. This time, though, we've got the video, so we can highlight their lie, and then we can have a video that lays out, hey, here's what we really said, here's what we really mean, here's what we really did. That's going to be powerful as this event, in my opinion, will continue in the news for days to come as a result of their dishonesty. Lance?
Sam, I want to, hold on, Lance, I just want to add something to what Sam was saying. So we know that, you know, CNN was there and other news media outlets, and they're there just to lurk and try to discredit us with their lies. Because if they had any kind of integrity, they would have stayed for and asked questions when the floor was opened up.
They in other questions. Words, there was a press conference at the end of the day. Right. The media was there literally talking to everybody out in the parking lot and away from the speakers and isolating everybody. And many of us didn't record those side conversations. They took those side conversations, took things out of context. When they had the opportunity to ask us in front of 50-plus thousand viewers and in front of the nation questions, they chose to virtually ask nothing. Which tells me that's their agenda. They don't want on the record what we have to say with their questions, because then they'll be bound to the truth. In this way, they can lie and manipulate and everything else along the way, Lance. But I think the only person I've seen so far to get it right is Alex Newman.
Yeah, you know, Sam, it's interesting because you saw that the media, especially the mainstream, they didn't really show any of their credentials. They didn't have anything on to show that they were press. They were lurking around trying to get hidden video with cell phones in their pockets and GoPros. I noticed a couple of things like that going on. And it's disgusting. I mean, the American people deserve better, don't they? Don't they deserve the truth? Don't they deserve honesty? Don't they deserve American patriots like those that were at the CSPOA that really are fighting to do the right thing? Don't we deserve free and fair elections? You know, I hate the fact that they can take something so good and twist it around. And at the end of the day, you look at Google and the search engines. They always prioritize the dumb articles, right? They push them to the top, not because they've got the most traffic and not because they're good news agencies, but because it's paid rhetoric and it's a controlled narrative, Sam.
I think you're right about that. And I think, you know, a lot of people, when I bring up how dishonest the mainstream press was, they're like, Sam, did you expect any different? And the answer is no, of course not. I knew who they were. I know what they do. This time, though, we have video to highlight the narrative, the truth, what we really said, what we really meant, what we really intended. Okay, so I'll give you an example. The Southern Poverty Law Center years ago went into an event where myself and Tom DeWeese of American Policy and Sheriff Richard Mack, we all spoke. And the Southern Poverty Law Center snuck one of their clowns into our event. Not that we care, because the truth is on our side. Don't misunderstand me about that. But then they came out and they wrote a hit piece on us saying that we promoted violence at our conference. We literally called the Southern Poverty Law Center. We had video to prove what we said. There was no violence. That was an absolute lie. And I bring that up because then we forced the Southern Poverty Law Center to retract. They got caught lying and had to retract. Well, this is another example where we're going to catch the mainstream press lying. So they say that we're a dangerous group, that we're a violent group. I addressed that on the stage pretty boldly. I said, if you guys in the media can find any example of Sam Bushman or Richard Mack being involved in violence in any way, I'll pay you $1,000. And at our next conference, you can take my position at the lectern. In other words, you can take my speaking slot. And I'll pay you $1,000. They didn't even mention that anywhere. Lance, nothing.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, Sam, you're always over the target. You threw the gauntlet down. They had an opportunity to discredit you, but they can't do that. They can't discredit you because the truth is what it is. At the end of the day, of course, they can try to selectively take a sound bite and meld it into another sound bite and try to give it some kind of veracity. But, you know, listen, Sam, these people have proved themselves to be traitors to the United States. I don't trust mainstream media at all. Everything they say, I actually am starting to believe the exact opposite 90% of the time. Because let's face it, it's clickbait, it's engagement farming, and it's convincing the American public of the lies that are being disseminated by the Washington, D.C. deep state. And, you know, take that to the grave. Change my mind if you can, but you won't be able to, Sam.
George, I find that interesting, though. I threw down a $1,000 gauntlet, and if they had an example, I mean, one of those guys could have just taken me on right on the spot. They could have disrupted our press conference and said, I need Sam to pay me $1,000. Here's the evidence of them being involved in violence or whatever. They don't have it, George, and they know it.
No, because, you know, they would get confronted with the truth, Sam, and they don't know how to react to that because all they know is manipulation, lies, deceitfulness. I mean, they could have tried for the $1,000, right? But, you know, they wouldn't. They're just, you know, there is no justification to what they do today. All it is division and paid rhetoric. That's why, as a whole, as our voices on the Liberty Roundtable news radio show, the Big Meg and others, we need to pull together as a unit and hammer the message out for people to see, because we are slowly winning this and people are pulling away from the MSN narrative. I mean, just for example, like how they're trying to gag Trump and they want us to rely on the media coverage of what's going on in the courtroom. Yeah, okay. The same media that had the Russia hoax and every other hoax and lie. No way. That's why they want to gag them, because they want us to believe what the media is going to say, and that's not going to happen. No way.
I think you're right about that. I also think the other thing, though, is this. Remember, we've got all this on video now, though, so we're going to be able to literally attack these clowns with the video and the truth, and that's really what I'm looking forward to in this. They came out with their hit pieces last week, even. It took us a little bit to get home, get settled, write our articles, you know, get the videos ready. It takes a ton of work, and we have very limited staffs compared to these guys. But look, the new media is indeed taking center stage, and there's nothing they can do about it. Their gatekeeping clown days are over, and they need to know that reality check straight from me, the horse's mouth. The fact is, Constitutional Sheriff's event offers solutions. Fake media loses it, writes Alex Newman of the New American. Virtually all of the attack pieces, masquerading as journalism, misrepresented the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA, and what the organization teaches its members, the public, and the nation's sheriffs. That's the bottom line with it. And we'll leave it alone for now, but that's enough. I just wanted to highlight and give Alex credit for that incredible article. He's honest, he's fair, he's right on. And again, I can answer questions all day long about what we teach and be very comfortable about our answers. All right, this is a tragedy. A famous, quote, science publication saying only two sexes is, quote, disinformation. Bob Unruh over at WND.com with this incredible piece. Science, as it once was, claimed the Earth was flat back in the day. Now science says that it's misinformation to claim that there are two sexes. Where do I get this? The Scientific American has published an explanation now where they claim that, hey, if you highlight only two sexes, you're disenfranchising people and you're attacking marginalized groups. And there you have it. I don't know how to respond to this because they claim they're following the science, but there's no scientific evidence to that. The scientific evidence proves there's male and female, just like God said, and science backs that reality. Now they're just like they did in COVID. They claim they're following the science, and they're lying through their teeth. Now you got this, quote, publication. Literally, what is this thing? The Scientific American or whatever, literally claiming a lie that's provable by the scientific method and everything else. There are only two genders. And now they're saying if you claim that, you're guilty of misinformation. At the start of the show, I mentioned how far apart we're getting. It's getting worse by the second. We can't even agree when the sun rises anymore, George.
Well, Sam, I'm no scientist or biologist, but I think I like to believe. Well, I don't believe. I know I did pretty good in school, so I'm going to keep it real simple for everybody. Females have two X chromosomes. Males have one X and one Y chromosome, which makes them are the genders, female and male. That's all there is. There is no other thing. Nothing. That's it, people. Females and males. You know, it's simple.
Yeah, and these are the people that used to claim the world was flattened out with science, and how dare you, heretic, go against that, Lance?
Are these the same scientists that said, believe the science when it came to COVID? I'm just curious.
Yeah.
And they were wrong, weren't they?
Oh, big time.
All right,
you
know,
we pointed out the truth then, and all they did was attack us for it. What do you say, Lance? The science, as George doubles down, it's that simple.
Yeah, I think you might have gotten the name wrong on the magazine. I think it's called the Liontific American. At the end of the day, listen, Sam, this is absolute garbage.
I like that one.
It's absolute garbage. You know, just the name of the magazine alone, Scientific American. I mean, it's compelling to make people believe, but what is this brainwashing rhetoric that's going on? I just don't get why they want to try to convince everybody that there's all these other genders and all these other, these pronoun wearing, it's a mental health disorder, Sam. That's what we've got here, is a mental health disorder that's being propelled by the media, by Washington, D.C., you know, the DEI narrative and everything else. It's more destruction to the country. This makes weak people, weak men, weak women. This is not what the country needs. I can't stand it. In fact, it's really infuriating, to be honest with you. And I can't stand that they're trying to, you know, force feed this to our children.
Well, I submit to you that it's going to get worse before it gets better. I wish that wasn't so. But look, until the American people start to stand up and reject this wholesale, they're going to be able to continue these lies. Alex says, you know, with the CSPOA story, virtually all of the attack pieces masquerading as journalism. That's what we're seeing here now. We're seeing literally a famous science publication along with mainstream media literally lying to the people, jettisoning science, violating all that we know to be true. It's a disgrace, folks. And unless the people push back and say, no, you guys are clowns, and just completely rejects this, they're going to continue to force their agenda. How long will it be until, if you say that there's male and female, how long will it be until you just get absolutely not only shut down, blackballed or whatever you want to call it, deplatformed or shadow banned, or how long will it be until they send the FBI to your home for misinformation? Or what? Where are we headed with this, you think, Lance?
You know, I'm afraid for the country. There isn't enough pushback, Sam. I just saw an article this morning out of Australia, where they're talking about trying to make memes illegal and control memes, talking about how 1A is dangerous. You know, I think we're in a terrible spot. I mean, this is a dark day for the country. It's dark days ahead. I don't know how we fix this. These people need to be deplatformed. They need to stop with the lies. And if anything needs to be stopped, it's things like the Scientific American posting that there's more than two genders. That isn't science. That's just a story created by individuals that obviously don't want good things for the country, Sam.
George, final thoughts on this?
Sam, listen. They want to just keep confusing our children. They want to cause chaos, and they're actually doing a damn good job of doing it, because the kids today are so misinformed, not even knowing the basics of math. And the funny thing is, you see today, is the Biden administration and Israel both did not think that the young college kids were going to go against them, and with all these protests and all these colleges for the Palestinian people. And it's actually backfiring on Israel and the Biden administration. So maybe there's a chance they're waking up slowly. But and we have a lot of work, because we need to get back to the basics of education in this country.
All right. The commander and thief seems to have made a fool of himself once again. Details in seconds on your radio.
My name is General Mike Flynn, and I'm here to talk about a upcoming movie that I have coming out called Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. You can go to flynnmovie.com. 33 cities in 55 days. We're going to start in Florida, and we're going to work our way all the way around the nation. In this particular movie, I want to use it to raise the spirits of everybody, to inspire everybody, and to bring some hope to America. And that's what this movie will do. So thank you very much. God bless you, and God bless America.
Patriots, listen up. It's time to wake up and smell the freedom. Beard Vet Coffee is here to fuel your American spirit. This isn't just coffee. It's a battle cry in a cup, a declaration of love for the land of the free and the home of the brave. Crafted by the hands of those who've walked the walk, talked the talk, and, yeah, grown the damn beard. Vet founded, vet focused, and beard operated. Beard Vet Coffee. Make your mornings great again.
Gear up for your toughest jobs or your most rugged excursions. Introducing Sea of Mud Apparel, your go-to destination for clothing that embodies the relentless spirit of rural America. Let your clothes speak for you. Embrace quality, comfort, and the American way. Shop now at seaofmud.com.
Welcome back to Liberty Roundtable Live with your host, Sam Bushman, and your guests du jour, Lance Migliaccio and George Ballantine from the Big MIG, bringing that tip of the spear, truth, facts, and information, hopefully to educate you through the process. Hey, George, your buddy Joe Biden just seems to have more and more gaffe time behind the microphone. I don't know if you caught the newest one. Dementia Joe strikes again and says the quiet part out loud.
Lance, you know what? You know I caught that one? Because I heard my mother cursing. She never used to curse until she heard Joe Biden on TV. She turned into a
sailor. Joe Biden releases, here's the title, Joe Biden releases profanity at Ballantine household. At the end of the day.
I don't really even know how to respond to this because it seems like not only does the clown show get worse. I mean, the things he said, look, he said the other day that his uncle got eaten by cannibals.
Oh, man. I debunked that. We found all the information. One of the guys on X did a great job. I got the military documents and the rest of it. George and I, I'm laughing so hard I can't even talk. George and I debunked it on the show. It's incredible, right? And what's incredible is I'm shocked when I know he was installed. I know the election was, you know, they cheated for the entire win. But at the end of the day, I'm shocked about the people that are genuinely still supporting this guy. His brain is mush. I mean, he tried to dunk on Trump in Tampa, and it went horribly wrong, Sam. And we've got the soundbite, but he goes, this is what he said. He goes, how many times does Trump have to prove we can't be trusted?
Well, Lance,
I don't think he has to prove it very often because we already know you can't be trusted.
You know, I mean, about the thing about his uncle being eaten by cannibals. You know, the New Guinea's prime minister James Marape wasn't too happy about that comment. I wonder why. Yeah,
yeah.
I think they lost a little tourism because of that.
Yeah, the plane ran out of fuel and ditched in the ocean. Only one survived, you know. And at the end of the day, he wasn't a pilot. He was on board. I mean, the list just goes on and on. Sam, honestly, what's even worse is you get Biden making these tremendous mental gaffes because he's gone. The dementia and Alzheimer's has just riddled his brain. And I'm not making fun of him for having a medical deficiency. I'm making fun of him because I don't understand how they can continue to propel this guy forward. But then you've got KGP.
Especially Jill, though. Would you do that to your spouse? Yeah, I mean, I'm just baffled by it.
And then the press secretary goes, oh, well, he was having an emotional moment. Emotional moment. I mean, one minute he's talking about his butt being wiped out in public. The next thing he's talking about cannibals. And now he comes out with this gaffe in, you know, about how many times does Trump have to prove we can't be trusted. Let's play the audio because I don't want the audience to think that we would make something up like this. This is just, but it's incredible.
Here it is. In a sense, I don't know why we're surprised by Trump. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted?
My question to this is, what about all of us proving he can't be trusted? What about just the facts? This guy is literally going to have his, what do they call that, the nuclear football? This guy's
correct.
Got the codes to that thing? I don't know.
Thank God we have safeguards.
You know, Sam, an interesting sidebar for a sec. We had Buzz Patterson, who used to carry the nuclear football for Clinton, on our show. And we talked about how dangerous is it that Biden mentally is where he's at in the capacity of somebody who's in charge of the nuclear football. And Buzz actually was very convincing and very definitive and said, yeah, this is a major issue. You really can't have somebody that has any kind of mental issues or brain issues in charge of something so important. And this guy's supposed to be the leader of the free world. I mean, he's leader of a guy that can't even make it out of the bathroom. I mean, the Secret Service.
Well, and the world stage knows it, though, as well. And that's kind of the sad part is we're losing our international leadership status based on this. People are just like, oh, my gosh, you know, this is a clown show. And so it's not Trump that has to prove that they can't be trusted. I mean, it was Ronald Reagan that said, hey, you know what? Trust but verify. I'm saying you got to assume they're lying when they come out with something unless you can prove it's true. We've gone so far now. You got to assume it's a lie, right?
Yeah. I mean, that's the base point, right? It's a lie. And then you go from there. And when do they not lie? And at the end of the day, I just can't understand why people aren't up in arms and saying, listen, we need to get this guy out. I can't believe they haven't called for the 25th Amendment, but it just shows how corrupted Congress is, George.
Well, you know, so I'm going to be rebuttal on this one, Lance, because I'm not going to blame the people so much because you can't blame them from what they don't know. Because why? Once again, we all comes back to the media because the media doesn't talk about it. Remember how they used to give out Pinocchios when other people used to lie how many Pinocchios they have? You don't see that with Biden. So how do they know when they're watching CNN or MSNBC? How do they know this about Biden? Because they don't report on it. And, you know, there's going to be people that just watch that. I agree
with George 100% on this point, except for one thing.
Uh-oh.
You would think that the mainstream press would have lost so much credibility now that even the average American would start to say, you know what, something smells rotten in Denmark, right? At some point, you got to give the – I agree they've been lied to, and I agree they don't know. But at some point, they've got to take personal responsibility here.
Well,
you know, whether they will or whether that happens, we'll see. But that, to me, at some point, you can't always – you know, if you say, well, I didn't know the law, well, that's ignorance of the law is no excuse is the point, right?
Well, I'm going to – here, Sam, this is my belief in theory. They're not going to report on this because I still think Biden's not going to run for president. He's going to end up dropping out. Something's going to happen, and they're going to bring in another candidate. So they don't want to talk bad about Biden and disparage the Democratic Party. So, that you know, they're just saving face and waiting for this other person to come in. That's my theory and belief. I could be wrong. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. I think what they're trying to do, though, is see if Biden can at least get him through the election. You know, they're hoping that Biden can beat Trump again. Then they claim that they have a mandate to literally destroy all your God-given
what do you mean again?
Rights. And,
well, No. Let's get something straight, Sam. He did not win the first time. He cheated. They installed him.
But they'll cheat again and claim he won.
Okay.
They'll do it again.
Yeah.
And they'll just say, hey, for you claiming that, you belong in a loony bin, George. We need to lock you up because you're crazy. You're peddling fake news. And that's where they're headed if we let Joe Biden, win, whether it's by hook or by crook, Lance. That's where we're headed, right?
Yeah. You know, at the end of the day, that is the plan, right? That's what they do. This is all about the lies. They're not going to stop with the cover-ups. They're not going to tell the truth. And I agree with you. They're going to try to propel Biden towards this election. A lot of people, including Roger Stone, believe that they're going to move it towards the Democratic Convention. And at that point, prior to that, there'll be the 25th Amendment or some other catastrophic event for Biden. And then here comes either Hillary Clinton, Michelle Obama, Gavin Newsom. I don't know what part of that squad is part of the major plan. They keep telling us that they're not going to use Michelle Obama, but Roger Stone's convinced they're going to. But it's
And the interesting thing is, I think what they're hoping is something happens to Joe in a way that it's not Joe's fault. it's his health. He can't help it. Things were fine, but the health ran off the rails. And that way they don't have to take the blame for the switcheroo. They can just be like, hey, you know what? We have no choice. We have to have a candidate. This is beyond our control. You know, life happens. Thing happens. Act of God happened. And therefore, and that's what they want, is that kind of the plausible excuse, I think, right?
Yeah. I mean, they obviously need an excuse, although I'm sure at that point they'll cover it up. I tend to believe it'll be something like they'll say he had a stroke or some other event, because they're not going to want to admit that the dementia and Alzheimer's can't be controlled through medication anymore. And that's what they're doing. They're trying to pump him up before every meeting, but he's making more and more gaffes. I mean, we've got cannibals and popcorn's a bad dude and all the rest of this. And I think it's just going to continue to decline from this point forward. I think he's at the end of what his brain is able to actually function at a decent level, well, Sam.
And to the mainstream, I know they listen to us. They literally decode every word we say, and they follow us. And so I'm going to give a kind of a little tidbit to the mainstream press. If you continue to let Clown Joe stumble around and make these gaffes and do all these things, he loves to brag, okay? He loves to brag about the criminal activity that he's done. He loves to put it in your face that he's God and nobody can stop him. And okay, and if you're not careful, you keep that clown out there like that, and he's going to start to give away a lot of your deep state secrets, and you're going to have to start to answer for those. Because when he makes these gaffes, there are diggers who will dig. There are people who will research. As George and Lance mentioned, they got the military documents on this proving that the cannibal story was an absolute fake, dishonest lie. Joe Biden also just claimed recently that, hey, he used to drive an 18-wheeler. He was a semi-truck driver, buddy. There's not any truth to that either.
Yeah. 50 years in Congress as an ineffective senator. And at the end of the day, listen to me. I want to say something, and this is absolutely the truth. Even a cannibal knows not to eat a Biden.
Yeah, it'll be a problem. I'll just bide my time and eat nothing. Okay, but let's skip the break, because we've got so much to cover, so little time. I mentioned, though, that, you know, Joe is putting the United States, the leader of the free world, really in very dire situation. And it's such a clown show now to where nobody in the international community respects Joe, and they're really starting to not respect the United States for us to allowing this to happen for so long. To the point where I think we're kind of talking about, what, maybe World War III, North Korea stuff? They're speaking up, taking advantage of Joe's gaffes and Joe's lack of, coherency on the international stage. They're mocking him in their own way. Lance?
Listen, you know, there's a saying that came out of a movie that says, is it better to be feared or loved? And at the end of the day, you have to have a certain amount of fear when it comes to being a world leader. You know, that's what Reagan had when you think back to the way that he ran the country. Here's my point. None of the countries respect him, including North Korea. And you see this kind of issue, and they call it a nuclear warning signal to the United States and South Korea. This is what they claimed. I don't think anybody fears or respects Joe Biden, and they clearly don't fear or respect the country at this point. I think they think it's it's open season, Sam. You don't need a license to come after the U.S. government at the moment, because they're really not going to do what they need to do, because they're too focused on destroying the country by themselves. They don't even need any help to do it.
So imagine Biden going over to mock Joe internationally, like North Korea is doing, but behind the scenes they get tons of money from America. We're funding both sides of all wars, George.
They do, but can you imagine Biden going over to South Korea and going over to the border there to meet Kim Jong-un, and then trying to step over the other side like Trump did? But, you know, he can't even walk up and down steps. He'd be tripping, and he'd just pull him away.
Yeah, he would have tripped over the curb, George. He'd have tripped over the curb. He probably fell. They'd had to pick him up off the ground. I mean, and he wouldn't have the nerve to walk into North Korea. He's not like Donald Trump. I mean, he's the only president that's done that, and I don't know how many presidencies. Everybody else wanted to look with binoculars at North Korea as if they're looking into a terrarium. And this is the problem. We don't have a strong leader. Yeah. We don't have strong leadership.
Nobody respects him, and just like you guys were just saying. So you have some world leaders that actually met, even if it is the real Joe Biden, who knows. But, you know, they all talk amongst themselves and pass along to other countries, yo, he's mush for brains. He's not there. So if they felt any kind of threat from Biden, you wouldn't have what's going on today with Ukraine and Russia, probably not even with Hamas and Israel, with the Palestinian people. You wouldn't have none of these things happening. And so, because they just don't respect them. They don't fear him. They, you know, with Trump, there's no wars. There was actually peace. I know, right, people? That's kind of crazy after everybody said there'll be world war wars and all that with Trump. But no, nothing. Meanwhile, we're facing that all with Biden. I mean, it's, we go back to this, but people, we're trying to wake you up to see the light. Please see the light. See what Joe Biden really is and who's pulling the strings, because we can't go through another 4 years. I don't think we would survive.
And the question is that North Korea now is doing some demonstrations of their military capabilities, claiming that they're much more superior than we had first thought. The problem becomes, who is involved with North Korea on that side? Our most favored nation trading partner? The communist Chinese, the CPP? Is that what we're talking about, Lance?
I mean, look, these kind of tests, it's not that this is something new, but the test on Monday, was they called it a drill test for nuclear force preparedness. You know, and they're firing out their cruise missiles and their long-range ballistic missiles and their short-range ballistic missiles. And even though they're falling short into the water, they're trying to make a point. And you don't have anything coming out of D.C. They're too busy on their money laundering operation and their most recent budget. They did, you know, the most recent payout, $96 billion. And I just can't figure it out, Sam. Any moron knows that you can't keep spending money with no restrictions. Look at, what are we, $35 trillion in debt, and they're adding $1 trillion, what, now every 100 days?
Yeah, but there's 535 plus the president, 536 people minus a few that you know, think they can just continue the clown show forever.
You know, and that just proves, I've said it over and over again, we always say it on the Big Mig Show, it's a uniparty, folks. You can't trust either side. There are very few honest men and women in D.C., Sam. And the only way you can really do this is you have to do it at the polls. You have to make them pay. It's we the people versus the deep state Washington, D.C. cabal.
Other than that, it's not so bad.
Yeah.
It's like, what is
it's okay. And let's go to the grocery store, Sam, and we'll spend three times the amount we have to for groceries. That'll make us feel better.
Yeah, at least it'd feel like we're in good company that way, right? But I don't understand how these clowns can literally do this. And the few that are trying to stop it, they're railroading as if they're somehow the enemy of the people, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it doesn't stop, Sam. And the worst part is, you and I and George are awake. You know, we do this for a living, and we see this, and we're fighting for the country with everything we have. And that's why we go to events like the CSPOA. That's like why we support people like General Michael Flynn. That's why we work as hard as we do. But George, you got to admit, these guys in D.C., you just, every time, I'm never surprised. I already know the answer when they take a vote or they hold a committee. Am I right? I mean, you know, change my mind if you can, but I think I'm right.
But more fake committees, Lance? Is that where
we're
going?
Let's stomp our feet some more, George. Angry.
All we have is grand show, clown show committees, just to, you know, show people we're going after Fauci, we're going after Marcus. I mean, all it is spending our money, wasting in these committees, and nothing's getting done. Even though we see illegal actions, we see them defying Congress, we see them putting a fake vaccine to harm people, and nothing gets done. All they do is, you know, they waste our money. I mean, why can't we get arrests? But if you're a Republican or conservative, oh, you're getting put in the, you know, you're getting locked up. There's charges. Why is it only one way?
Well,
and we have a Republican Congress that can't get nothing done.
The reason it's one way is because it's the deep state against the rest of us. And
Bingo.
We learned that. And even Donald Trump had the chance to drain the swamp, and he left too many clowns around him,
man.
And he left them with too much power.
Amen. Amen,
right?
Sam. Oh, absolutely. I mean, Speaker Johnson looked like Melba Milquetoast right away when I saw him. I didn't really even know who he was prior to him being put in as a speaker. He's a rhino and a traitor to the American people. I mean, that whole Ukraine flag-waving event on the House floor. And follow this story,
disgusting.
Sam. Listen to this. So Representative Massey actually posted a video showing these idiots in Congress waving Ukraine flags and jumping up and down and going, yay, we stole some more money from the American public. But this is in one of the most hallowed places in D.C. So he posted this video because he was disgusted by what happened. And do you know that they've now threatened him with a $500 fine if he doesn't take that video down on social media. So here they are prolonging
Lance,
this.
This
war.
Is Speaker Mike Johnson, Sergeant of Arms, threatening Massey with a fine.
That's right.
And and Johnson could have put a stop to all this, but you know what? He's a big part of the problem. He's McCarthy in another man's clothing.
But it's disgusting. Here's a guy exposing how ridiculous our congressional members are acting, right? Waving flags for a foreign country. And we all know it's a money laundering operation. We all know that Ukraine can't win this war. It's a bottomless pit of more taxpayer funds being wasted. And now he's being threatened. He's got to pay $500.
Not only can the Ukraine not win the war, we're funding both sides of the war.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, we're doing so in Russia and the Ukraine, and we're doing so in Israel and Hamas. We're funding both sides of both wars.
Yeah, and the military-industrial complex is, like, loving it, Sam. They're just they're partying their butts off.
Lance, you have to, like, what you said, what you brought up is, what do they have on Johnson? When they took him in the skiff and he came out looking like a white ghost, you know, what blackmail information do the feds have on him? Because between this federal aid package, giving more money to a war that's unwinnable by Ukraine, putting through the FISA, I mean, that another spying apparatus to spy on Americans. They use it to spy on Trump, and it's supposed to be used only for foreign adversaries, not on American people.
Tucker Carlson, for example, he was on Joe Rogan, The Experience, and Tucker said that congressmen are terrified that intelligence agencies will frame them with kiddie porn on their computers if they go against the warrantless spying on the American people. That was on Joe Rogan. Now, if one of the biggest news guys in the country makes a claim like that, when you talk about Tucker and Joe Rogan, those two on a show together, that's probably two of the biggest hosts in the nation right now together making a claim like that. Rogan didn't challenge Tucker at all. He let it go. So if Tucker and Rogan are saying this, I'm challenging Congress openly, saying you guys have got to come clean on this. It would be very easy to investigate this and prove this to be true or false. And if it's true, then we need to realize that we've got a serious problem on our hands. If Congress is afraid that our government agencies are going to put porn on their computer to bait and trap them, what does that say about our own agencies? That takes it to another level entirely, George.
It most certainly does. And Lance, another thing this goes back to was what information do they have, or what can they put on people's computers? Like, we've known this from the past with certain apparatus spying software. I don't want to get into names and stuff, but we know this to be true because they do this with judges. This is why you can't get any kind of fair hearings or trials with some of these judges, even with SCOTUS, because they're compromised.
You know, at the end of the day, I believe the spying apparatus by these agencies has obviously been in full swing for decades now. I think they back pocket information for use to be able to use it later for extortion and bribery. I don't think this is something new. And you can see that, you know, that Tucker and Joe Rogan nailed it, because here's Mitch McConnell making this, I'm going to quote him, demonization, and this is today, Sam, demonization of Ukraine began with Tucker Carlson. In this discussion, he blasts Trump and Tucker, saying it's their fault because they demonized Ukraine, and that's the delay in funding is what's causing them to lose the war in Ukraine. And that's not what caused them to lose the war in Ukraine. They never had a chance to win the war in Ukraine. I mean, the American people, and I have to say this to the listeners, you guys need to focus on what they're doing. This is the three-card Monty. This is the shell game. Look over here while we do something over here. It's obvious. It's repugnant. And I'm telling you right now, we better go into overdrive as a people, and we better unify against what they're doing, or we're going to be in serious trouble in very short term.
George, final word this hour is yours, sir.
American people, please rise and speak up, because you give them an inch, they're taking a mile. And every step that we allow them to take is more taken away from our freedoms. We are slowly becoming a communist country, a socialist country, and the government's not going to stop at nothing to take control of our lives. It's not, if they were doing to your side, I would be against it. It's not only us, and they slowly will come to your side. We have to pull together. This is not about left, right, middle. This is about the American people, our democracy, and what our Constitution was written about and what people have fought and died for from day one up until today. You're disgracing the military.
Joe Biden said we have to pick between freedom and democracy.
Also climate change.
And I actually agree with Joe Biden for once in my entire life. We have to agree between freedom and democracy. We don't have a democracy. We have a constitutional republic, and democracies destroy freedom. He highlighted something unintentionally that I think is true. Democracies are disaster, people. Yes, we have democratic principles in our constitutional republic, but democracies are dangerous, and the founders warned us against that. That's why if you pledge allegiance to the flag, you don't do it to the democracy. It's to the republic. The founders said you have a republic if you can keep it. For George Ballantine and Lance Migliaccio, TheBigMig.com. Check out The Big Mig on all kinds of social media as well. And Liberty Roundtable Live, we declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will peacefully restore America. The only question left is, are you going to help? God save the Republic of the United States of America.